Howdy, Ags, and welcome to One Stoplight to Success, a podcast about Aggies from small towns making their way in College Station. I'm your host, J.D. Taylor, and on this first episode, we're going to be talking to four Texas A&M students within the College of Agriculture and learning about their small towns. So without further ado, our first Aggie up today is Clay Williams.
Madisonville, I mean, for one, you know, we do have a Buc-ee's. Traffic is awful, but it is a big agricultural-based town because 87% of the town is used for grazing land. So we have a lot of hay companies. We have a lot of cattle raisers. We have a huge cattle company that I actually worked for the longest time called RLR Cattle. They basically donate to all the FFA, 4-H organizations. They help build our publicity and our funding. So we're very grateful for them.
Did you have any favorite part of living in Madisonville?
Absolutely. Just with it being the small town community that it is, even though it is growing rapidly, the small town community, you knew everyone everywhere. You were always going to run into somebody you know. We were just so friendly and you never had to worry about anything. You always had friends to back you up. If your cows got loose, you can just call them. They'll be there. So really just the community itself just had to be my favorite part.
When I think about Clay's interview, that last line that he says about community in Madisonville is really what sticks out to me the most. So a little background on me, I am from Dallas, Texas. That's where I grew up for most of my life, specifically the Plano area. Where I grew up, there was quite the opposite of a small town vibe. And I didn't really know anyone in Dallas. I didn't know a lot of people. I knew some people, but I didn't know a lot of people. Even when I was little, I grew up in Miami. So my entire life, I have grown up in these big cities, and that's where the idea for One Stoplight to Success really came from, is I wanted to see how the other half lived, as it were, how the other side did things. Put Clay first, because I think his interview really gets across the idea of what I was looking for whenever I started this podcast. And I was really happy to get to interview him and hearing about the awesome community that he got to grow up in. I wish that was something I would have had growing up, but in the big city, you just don't really have that. For our next interview, we have Katie, but I think it's best to let her introduce herself.
My name is Katie Ackeson. I am from Kearns, Texas. Population 1,500. I actually had the opportunity to do to do an assignment for a culture diversity class where we had to look up our ancestry and our culture. Part of that involved me looking at some stuff from Kearns, which I thought was pretty cool. Started in, I think, 1881 or somewhere in there, and it was, I know this is not what you're asking, but I'm gonna just give you like a short little history lesson because I found it interesting. It started in the 1880s as a town that this man with the last name of Kearns came into after getting off of a train. So it was originally like a two-train like station area that was then established as a town. And it was known for cotton, and it had a few hotels and a couple grocery stores. And so it's always been a small town, but even looking at things back then, the fact that it had a couple grocery stores is actually like pretty big deal compared to the one grocery store we have now, which is a family-run grocery store. It's pretty small, but it's the typical everyone knows everyone type thing. It's not hard to make friends, and a lot of families are all connected to each other.
Do you have any fun stories about Kearns?
Something that we did do is, and we still do, is the Cotton Harvest Festival every third Saturday in October. And because Kearns is known for its cotton history, it was a big town that had a lot of revenue from harvesting cotton. And this festival came up, which raises money for the town and the local library that we have, which I think is really cool that we have a little local library. But anyways, at the Cotton Harvest Festival, there's a lot of local vendors that set up outside, and I mean some from all over, but there's also a fair, so you can have your funnel cake and ride the Ferris wheel. And that's something that we always look forward to when we were going to school, is that the third Saturday in October, it's like everybody left Friday knowing that we were gonna have like a weekend of fun because there was actually something to do. And people come back home to Kearns to go to that. So it has kind of turned into a reunion where everybody like goes shopping at all the vendors. The main street downtown is Bricks. So at the end of the day of the Cotton Harvest Festival, they have dancing on the bricks. So all the vendors pack up, and there is a stage that is set up, and there's a live band, and like two-stepping, and like the cha-cha slide and stuff happens. It's really funny because you can see teachers and people you go to school with just let loose, and it can get really entertaining.
Something that really stuck out to me about Katie's interview was the Harvest Festival. It really made me think of when I lived in Dallas and I used to go to the State Fair. I get into that a little bit more in episode 2, but I just thought it would be cool to mention it here because that's something that really stuck out to me. Sort of the difference between the two and how we both sort of have the same type of memories, even though they were very different. They're both very similar. The Harvest Festival sounds obviously a lot smaller. It's a, you know, little town, but it has the same kind of spirit as something as big as the State Fair of Texas. And I think that's really cool that even though it's State Fair is a lot bigger of an affair, both of them share the same sort of spirit of celebrating agriculture and celebrating farmers that her Harvest Festival does. Our next interview is Lexi Ide, or I might as well call her Lexi Idea, because the idea of this podcast came from her, and the title came from her, so the audio quality on this next one particularly is not the best, but I had to leave it in, because this interview is the moment that I thought of this podcast, and she said something in here that made me think of the title a little bit later on, and you'll know it when you hear it, I hope at least. So this is Lexi Ide.
Rogers is the epitome of a small town, I guess you would say. Everybody is related, unless you moved in. Everybody's cousins, everybody's their history teacher, taught their mother and their dad back in the day. We have one stoplight, a grain bin, and a train that goes through us. Nothing fancy, no grocery stores, we have a Dollar General, and just lots of land, a lot of old-time folks that have lived there for generations after generations, and yeah, just small-town feel, atmosphere is great, and I graduated with 60 people in my class.
This entire interview just was so genuine that it helped me think of the idea for this podcast, and I could not be happier with how it's turned out. Obviously, I'm not done editing yet, but it sounds pretty good so far. So I hope you're enjoying this because I'm really enjoying making it. Last but not least is Jasmine Wilkinson. Jasmine is the only interview that I did that was not from Texas. She's actually from Canada. So let's hear a little bit from her.
So my town is right on the water. It's in British Columbia. So what I really love about it is that you have the best of both worlds nature-wise. So you have a lot of water, you have a lot of mountains, rural areas, but then a nice, smaller town community feel.
And do you have any fun stories about your town that you want to talk about?
We have something called the Maple Sugar Festival. So every year we go back to the roots of Nanaimo and we celebrate maple sugar, which is really prominent where I'm from. And yeah, that's just something that we do in my town.
And is it like sugar cubes made from maple, or what is it?
Basically like maple syrup, like that comes from trees. And then we do different activities and we kind of use maple syrup. We like stir it onto sticks with ice and stuff. So it kind of makes like a maple syrup popsicle. That's just like one of the things we do.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were saying go back to the roots of Nanaimo. Is it like a lot of native people there, or?
Yeah. So traditionally, Nanaimo has the name of Aboriginal descent. So yes, lots of native people live there and actually own the land.
So is the population there like a lot of, I guess, Aboriginal is what you call them?
Yes, I would say so. Probably at least 50%.
It was really cool learning about Jasmine's small town. The thing that I found the most interesting about her is that Jasmine's small town doesn't look like an American small town because it's in Canada. I did a Google image search of it, and it's basically a gigantic suburb. I'm assuming that's because it's so cold they have to keep the houses super close together. I'm not exactly sure on that, but It looks like a massive suburb to me. I tried to explain this to Jasmine, she didn't think so. But to me, it looks like a huge suburb, like what we had in Dallas. It looks like they just plopped a Dallas suburb in the middle of, like, the woods. It's really, really strange. Not the middle, it's on the coast, but it's really weird. And then they have, like, shopping centers that are completely enclosed. They're not outside. I'm assuming that's also because it's cold. You can't be outside, you'll freeze to death. If I'm wrong on the cold thing, if it's for some other reason, but as far as I can tell, that makes sense. It's like an indoor shopping center. There's no, like, they don't have, like, a big, like, commercial store like a Walmart. They have, like, It almost looks like a barn. Like, it's crazy looking. Maybe it was actually just someone's barn and I'm just being insane. That just about wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening to One Stoplight to Success, Episode 1. Hope to see you all in Episode 2. We're going to be talking about some cool stuff there, too. Thanks a gigum.